Here in Washington on Wednesday, President Obama spoke with reporters about sending to West Africa an experimental Ebola drug known as ZMapp that appears to have helped two Americans with the virus.
You know, I don't think all the information's in on whether this drug is helpful. What we do know is that the Ebola virus, both currently and in the past, is controllable if you have a strong public health infrastructure in place. And the countries that have been affected are the first to admit that what's happened here is that their public health systems have been overwhelmed. They weren't able to identify and then isolate cases quickly enough. You did not have a strong trust relationship between some of the communities that were affected and public health workers. As a consequence, it spread more rapidly than has been typical with the periodic Ebola outbreaks that have occurred previously. Despite, obviously, the extraordinary pain and hardship of the families and persons who've been affected, and despite the fact that we have to take this very seriously, it is important to remind ourselves this is not an airborne disease. This is one that can be controlled and contained very effectively if we use the right protocols. So what we've done is to make sure that we're surging not just U.S. resources, but we've reached out to European partners and partners from other countries working with the WHO. Let's get all the health workers that we need on the ground. Let's help to bolster the systems that they already have in place. Let's nip as early as possible any additional outbreaks of the disease. And then, during the course of that process, I think it's entirely appropriate for us to see if there are additional drugs or medical treatments that can improve the survivability of what is a very deadly and obviously brutal disease. So we're focusing on the public health approach right now because we know how to do that, but I will continue to seek information about what we're learning with respect to these drugs going forward.
That's President Obama. The World Health Organization said Wednesday the overall toll from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has risen above 930 deaths, as we mentioned earlier. That's from a total of more than 1,700 cases. Liberia and Sierra Leone have suffered the greatest number of Ebola infections and related deaths.